and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Hummingbird Road. The 911 address is 19303 Hummingbird Road in Ellendale. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 230, map 27, parcel 28.01. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 6.6-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for proposed steps and a 3.6-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed porch.
Good evening.
How are you?
Evening, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Jamie Negron, 19303 Hummingbird Road in Ellendale, 19941.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So I'm seeking variance today for a proposed new house. I've had the mobile home there for many years, tearing it down and building a new home. Based on the shape of the property, it's been tough to fit a new home in there. I've worked with the builder a little bit, over on the proposed house that we want to put there. There's a few things. There's a existing pump there that would be gone. I just wanted to add that in there. That pump house will be gone. The existing electric box will also be moved. There's a pole there. That'll be gone. And just based on the shape of the property, so that's why I'm seeking variance today.
Okay.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes.
Sure, we'll have some questions.
Looking at your application, I see that the concept plan that we have, it also notes an edge of paving from your property line to the edge of paving Hummingbird Road. Is there a gap there between your property line and the edge of paving Hummingbird? See that line there? Okay, the dark line is your property line.
Okay.
Your concept plan says edge of paving is that second line there.
Yes.
So where these structures are going to be located, are they going to be more than 40 feet from the edge of paving of the road?
Yeah, it's 15 plus, it's 5 this way.
Okay.
From the edge of the road.
It's about 5 feet, or it's more than 5 feet? From
it's about
15 feet?
Yes.
Your prior home that you had, or the home's still on there?
It is.
So it has not been removed. How long has that home been on the property?
So I think it's an early 70s model.
And it's been there since that time?
Yes.
And that garage, it's going to be removed as well?
The garage is not.
It's not going to be removed?
No, it's newer. It's not as old as the mobile home.
Okay, I did not see that on the drawing that you have the concept plan. The concept plan shows the proposed dwelling, but not the garage.
Yeah. The way I received it from the surveyors, I was planning on staying there.
Ms. Norwood, is that a non-conforming garage?
It is a permitted and CO'd garage.
Okay, so it's permitted to remain in that, so we don't need variances for that.
We do not.
Do you have a septic system on the property?
It's on the city.
How about a well?
The well is mine.
don't know if anybody else has questions, but I do not have any.
How many square feet is the proposed new dwelling?
The new home?
Yeah.
I believe the, well, it's two-story. I believe the bottom is 1,100, I'm sorry.
So is the reason it can't be moved, like, the placement of the new home needs to be there because, I mean, why couldn't it be, I guess you can't shift it to where the existing garage is because that garage is there, but.
Well, if we shift it towards the garage, then that puts us further out towards the front property line, and then that would be more than, less than a 40, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Keep away from, you know, the back line, yeah, if you shifted it, then you're obviously closer, you would be closer to the road.
How close is the proposed dwelling to the garage? How much would you say, how many feet would it?
From there to the garage is probably going to be about 20 feet.
Have you spoke with neighbors? I mean, is everybody okay with?
I spoke to the neighbor to the left of me, and she's good with it, yes. She just had concerns about the power lines that are run over top, but I explained to her they're going too, so it had nothing to do with what we're doing here today, but those power lines are being moved.
Is there a reason why the porch could not have been moved to the side?
Out of the house?
Mm-hmm.
Again, that would have made it wider, so it would have put the house.
Well, it doesn't have to be as long as the house, does it?
Setbacks. I'm sorry?
It doesn't have to be as long as the house, does it?
The porch is as deep as the house?
Yeah, it doesn't have to go all the way back to the rear of the house, does it? I mean, you've got a space here you could design something. I see you've taken some great care to design the dwelling, but the porch and the steps protrude into the front yard. That's what we need the variance for, but I see room to the east side of the proposed dwelling between that and the garage. Is if you were to put the porch there, does that not give you enough space to access it because of where the garage is located?
Not practically, no. I mean, it's not practical on that side.
You have utilities and whatnot on that side of the house? Is that where you're gonna have electric or well?
the electric's gonna be on the back left side of the house. It's proposed on the
What about, yeah, your sewer lines, are they coming up the front or are they coming
they
up
do.
The side?
Yeah, they'll have to be moved a little bit because as you see, but yeah, that's the city, and it is in the front, yes.
Questions from the board. Sure. Please have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13134? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13134? I do see one. Would you like to speak? would please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Constance Williams, 19333 Hummingbird Road, Ellendale, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And I see your name here on the property, looks like to the rear and side of this property. Is that yours?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're free to speak.
I don't really understand this. All of this is Greek to me. I just want to make sure that there is enough land clearance for him to do whatever he wants to do without interfering with my property or using any of mine. The picture with the well, is that right on the line? That black dot at the top with the well?
So if I may, Ms. Williams, it appears from that drawing that the well is 2 feet from the property line. It does not indicate that it is over. Typically, the surveyor will indicate when that is over.
And so that's proper
correct.
Clearance.
And this board doesn't address where utilities are located, such as a well or a septic. That's something out of the board's purview. But the board does have jurisdiction over when there's a structure that is placed outside of a building setback. What he has proposed is a dwelling that will be located entirely in the building envelope, but the porch, a portion of the porch, and the steps from the front of the porch will protrude into the front yard setback closer to Hummingbird Road than is allowed under code. So he's seeking a variance for those two structures to go closer to the front yard than it's on his property, but closer to the road than is allowed under code.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to understand. Yeah, that's my, yeah, I just wanted clearance on that. Now he has enough land and clearance to get building supplies and all of that in there without interfering with any of mine?
I presume he would. I don't have the answer to that. Maybe that's a question we could ask the applicant, but I know that we often will have folks that when they come in to do work on their properties, they're presumed to do it all on their property.
All on the property?
On their own property.
Okay.
They're not to trespass on someone else's land. And sometimes it probably does happen, but that's not the board's jurisdiction on that, if there's a trespass.
Okay. Those are my questions, because I just want to make sure that none of mine, you know, is being used without my permission, so.
I can tell you this. Based on the plan that we have before us, if your lands are to the north and east of his lands, none of what he is proposing to construct is going to be any closer to your property than what is allowed under code. Okay. The encroachments into the front yard setback are just into the front yard, not towards your lands. He's also indicated that there's a pump house that is 1.1 feet from your lands, and he's indicated that that's going to be removed. I believe that was the case.
Okay.
So that structure will go away as well. I don't know if that answers your questions or not, and if you've come here in opposition, I don't know if you're still in opposition, if you're neutral, if you're in favor, but you would like to.
I'm neutral.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
We'll mark you as neutral then.
My questions, yeah, I just wanted, yeah, my concerns on the record and all of that, so I'm neutral. I'm good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
She did have one question, if you would come up real quick. You will be using your property and your property alone.
I got a driveway, you know, I got plenty of access there. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Is there anyone else present who is In opposition, case number 13134. There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13134 for Jamie C. Say that for me?
Negron.
Negron. For the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during this public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions. The outlet of the property with the angle does create some discourse in placing the structure that he's looking to place also with the garage that's already in place. And the exceptional practicality difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modifications of the regulation at issue.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Nay, for my reasons.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinga?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-1, 13134 has been approved. Next case.